Live Updates Alabama, Texas, Maine Election Results. By Tony Lee on July 14, 2020. Alabama, Texas, and Maine hold elections tonight. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. Polls close at 8 p.m. ET. All times Eastern. 11:59 p.m., Trump is never elected president without voters like this who back the America First immigration agenda Sessions championed in the Senate. 11:50 p.m., Maine. 11:45 p.m. 11:15 p.m. 11:10 p.m., gap closing just a tad, but Reyes still leading. 11:10 p.m., Pete Sessions making comeback. 10:30 p.m., Jackson most likely headed to Congress. 10:25 p.m. 10:23 p.m., Texas, Hegar will take on Cornyn in November. 10:20 p.m., Texas, Reyes still maintaining lead over Gonzalez. 10:15 p.m., on the night Jeff Sessions' political career ends, it looks like Pete Sessions is coming back. 10:07 p.m. 10:05 p.m., Sessions. 9:50 p.m., Texas, Ronnie Jackson projected to win. 9:21 p.m., AP calls race for Tuberville. 9:20 p.m. 9:15 p.m., Maine, Sarah Gideon projected to win Dem. Nomination to take on Collins. Gideon will have the money to help her unseat Collins. 9:10 p.m., Texas, race between Tony Gonzalez and Raul Reyes back and forth. Reyes now leads 52% to 48% with 14,000 votes in. Trump and Hurd back Gonzalez while Cruz supported Reyes. 9:01 p.m., all polls now closed in Texas. 9 p.m., Alabama. One gets the sense that Democrats have not even started on Tuberville. 8:50 p.m., with about 3% reporting. Tuberville 60%, Sessions 40%. 8:45 p.m., Texas Senate, D, runoff. 8:42 p.m., roll tide. 8:20 p.m., Alabama. 8 p.m., polls are now closed in Alabama. Maine, and most of Texas, the rest will close at 9 p.m. ET. 7:55 p.m., Texas. In Texas, Democrats will nominate their candidate to take on incumbent Senator John Cornyn, RTX. In congressional runoffs, Trump has endorsed former White House physician Ronnie Jackson, 13th Congressional District, and Tony Gonzalez, 23rd Congressional District. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, has endorsed Raul Reyes against Gonzalez. Republican Representative Will Hurd is vacating the seat. 7:45 p.m., Maine. Democrats will nominate their candidate, Sarah Gideon is favored, to take on incumbent Senator Susan Collins. In the state's 2nd Congressional District, Republicans will nominate their candidate to take on incumbent Representative Jared Golden, the only House Democrat who split his impeachment vote voting to impeach Trump for abuse of power but not obstruction of Congress. 7:40 p.m., last night on a conference call with Tuberville, Trump referred to Alabama head coach Nick Saban, whose blue-collar bona fides and love for Little Debbie oatmeal cream pies can't ever be questioned, the most popular official and highest-paid public employee, worth every penny and still underpaid, in the state, as Lou Saban. He might as well have referred to the greatest rivalry in college football as the Steel Bowl. 7:35 p.m., Alabama, Sessions vs. Tuberville. No elected official was more important in getting Donald Trump elected president in 2016 than former Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions, who, as the intellectual godfather of the economic nationalist movement in the Senate, painstakingly laid the groundwork for the America First agenda that Trump used to get into the White House. Yet Sessions enters tonight's Alabama Senate runoff election against Tommy Tuberville, who represents the types of corporatist establishment interests that worked overtime to deny Trump the White House, as a significant underdog after Trump decided to endorse Tuberville. Trump has held a grudge against Sessions, his former attorney general, for recusing himself from the Russia collusion investigation. Never mind that Trump forced Sessions' hand by babbling to Lester Holt about how he decided to get rid of former FBI Director James Comey because of this Russia thing. With friends like these,